Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting third. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lee Elia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tom Tresh. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Cleet Boyer. Batting 7th. The left fielder, Hector Lopez. Batting 8th. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Mel Stottlemyre. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Mel Stottlemyre. And now, play ball. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Tresh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops it up and throws to first, with Stottlemyre covering, for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stottlemyre fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Howard and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mantle moves to second. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Schofield now playing shortstop. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a fly ball into left field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tresh fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield strikes out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stottle Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mel Stottle Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottle Murray strikes out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a pop-up towards short. Elia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 1 in the game. Richardson hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Stottle Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mantle hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepitone hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tresh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops it up and throws to first, with Stottle Miri covering, for the out. Two outs. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0 for 1 in the game. Elia hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clinton hits a pop-up towards short. Elia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Stottle Miri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottle Miri is 0 for 1 in the game. Stottle Miri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tresh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tresh fields it and throws to first for the out. AG moves to second. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 2 in the game. Richardson bunts towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Tresh moves to second. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mantle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair bunts towards first. Pepitone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. McCraw moves to second. Two outs. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Elia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tresh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-2 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pepitone for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-2 in the game. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a pop-up towards short. Elia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Schofield moves to second. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Clinton takes first base on ball 4. Roy White pinch hits for Mel Stottlemyre. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Whitey Ford now pitching. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mantle throws the ball into Richardson, who tags Peters trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tresh fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pepitone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a line drive into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-2 in the game. Richardson hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mantle hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCraw strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 3 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Robinson moves to third. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground for an out. Adair moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Elia is walked intentionally. Martin moves to second. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Peters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 3 in the game. Pepitone takes first base on ball 4. Howard moves to second. Roger Maris pinch hits for Dick Schofield. Bob Locker now pitching. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw juggles the ball. That's an error on McCraw. Howard moves to third. Pepitone moves to second. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Howard scores. Pepitone moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2. And New York Yankees, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.